Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Elena, past meetings would suggest it's going to be a tight affair. Is that what you're expecting on Saturday?
You know I'm from Sweden. You need to speak slowly. I was like, wait, what?
Previous meetings between the clubs have been close. Are you expecting that again?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We know that Rangers is a great team. We are a great team. So it's going to be tight. It's going to be good. And that's what we look forward to.
Have you seen a gradual progression in your team, especially against Rangers? Does that fill you with confidence?
If you look at the results, yes. Mm-hmm. But I think when it comes to the performances, that's the most important. Because how we've been performing lately, that's something you can see as well, is that we're getting like into better positions every time we play, it feels like.
And how much confidence does that give you?
A lot. Obviously, I think it's not only me getting confidence. The most important is the players, how they feel. And Kelly's here to soon talk about it. But it's just a nice feeling as a coach, seeing your players perform and doing well every game. And that's something that, you know, I'm happy for them, obviously, for us as a staff and a club as well. But it just makes me very happy to see them enjoy playing football and doing it well.
How special would it be for you as a manager who's just come into Celtic to get them to a final here at the National Stadium as well?
No, obviously I think we have a good quote in the team about the moments we share together. And that's something that obviously we want to make sure that we try to do our very best to be as successful as possible. So that's something that, you know, you come to training every day to try to do your best so you can get the best ending as well.
Have you noticed maybe an added excitement in training this week with it just being a big semi-final, a derby, a game at the National Stadium?
I think when I say this is that I want the players to feel the same excitement for every game we play, because in the end it's all the results and performance that's going to count. But obviously it's a semi-final, and it's not only a semi-final when it comes to, you know, it's Rangers. We know that Rangers is a great team, so we need to be performing at our best to make that final spot, you know, open.
It's obviously important in terms of getting to the final, but could it be important as well in terms of, you know, a statement with the league closing? It's so tight at the top of the table as well. Whatever team maybe wins this game might have a bit of a psychological advantage going back into league action afterwards as well.
It depends on how you look at it. But we've been making sure that, you know, we're coming in to this, like, Women's Cup, and it's a different competition, and that's something that we know we've had. Now we have only one more training and then one more game until we can like go into the final, and that's the only thing that we're going to focus on. We're not going to focus on what we have ahead or something. It's just this moment, and this is what we're going to do.
Because it is a one-off knockout game, do you approach it any differently than you do going into the games against Rangers in the league?
I think it's going to be the same aim. We are going to perform the best we can so we can win.
Have you been practicing penalties this week? Do you plan to practice them?
Why are you laughing? obviously, we know that it can come to extra time, it can come to penalties, though, so that's something that we need to be prepared of. And that's my job to do, is prepare the players for every situation that can happen.
Is there a chance we could see a goalkeeper taking a penalty?
Let's see. Let's see.
In terms of the, since you've come in, Elaine, and the growth of your team, where does it sit in terms of where you want the team to be at this point of the season?
Obviously, it's a great feeling of sitting here and, you know, like us growing as a team. And obviously now when it's one game left in the cup until probably playing one more, if we perform well this game on Saturday, then we have five more games in the league that we need to, you know, focus on. But I think I'm going to lie if I don't say that it's been exactly how I wanted it to be. And that's something that we need to, like, take care of.
In terms of the character of your squad and the sort of attributes needed to win these type of matches, when you look around your dressing room, you see the quality you have. Does that give you confidence that, you know, the girls that walk out on that pitch have the character to beat Rangers?
I believe in my players. I trust my players. And I think that hopefully that they feel that I do. And that's something that before every game, I'm calm. You can ask Kelly later, but I'm very calm because I'm so confident in the players that they have the skills, they have the mindset, they have everything to make sure that we perform well as a team. And so far it's been good in results as well, so I'm going to do the same thing on Saturday.
Kelly, how do games against Rangers differ from games against other teams in the league?
I mean, the biggest difference is externally, probably. Internally, we do the exact same. We prepare the exact same. Nothing changes at training. You know, it's a massive fixture in world of football, in the men's side. And, you know, I think you see the fan interest on the women's side for it as well. You know, it's cared a bit more in general. But, you know, other than the fact that it's two really, really good teams and it's always really competitive, everything else about it internally is the same.
Has it changed over the years that you've been playing?
It's definitely changed in the last couple of years, yeah. But I think it's because women's football in general has grown in the last couple of years. And so, like I said, the external interest on it has grown massively. I think maybe like 3 or 4 years ago, if we'd been beat by Rangers, then within a few hours it would have been forgotten about. Now there's, you know, social media ticks for hours and hours and hours and days after it. And it's over multiple different news outlets, so internally everything's the exact same. It's another game of football against a very, very good top side. Externally there's a lot more.
How do you cope with that added pressure then that comes with the games?
Just, you know, look to your senior players. I've got to try and be calm. The other senior players have got to try and be calm, ignore the noise on the outside. We're very focused and together as a group just now, and so we will look to each other to make sure that we are in the right mindset for it and we can deal with the external noise.
Kelly, just how big was the draw at Ibrox against Rangers earlier in the season, in the league season? It just seemed to be quite a pivotal moment in changing the belief and mentality around the squad.
I think it's momentum more than anything else. You know, everybody had been speaking about the potential for an unbeaten season and stuff like that, and I know that we didn't beat them that day, but it was maybe the first signs of what could happen. Internally, it wasn't even just the result, it was a massive performance from us. We thought we played really well that day. We thought we could have taken the 3 points. You know, we missed chances at 1-0, at 0-0. So, yeah, obviously we were quite happy to walk away with a point, because I don't think many people expected us to do it. But the biggest thing for us on the day was how well we actually played, because it showed us the new baseline. And we knew from that point that we were only going to get better, and I think we've done that.
Kerry, looking back to the last time the teams met here at Hampden in the final last year with a dominant Celtic performance, how does that rank in your all-time career highlights?
Oh, it's up there. It really is up there. You know, it was the first time the final was here. The crowd was great.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It was a nice sunny day, and like you said, we played really well that day as well. I think we were, again, really proud of our performance. And I think, you know, the fact that we put that performance on only a week after what happened in the league last year was a real testament to the group of players that we had. So it's definitely up there. Whether it's the top of the top, it's hard, because the year before at Tynecastle, we were down to 10 men after 25 minutes or something, and we went all the way through extra time and won it. So, I mean, yes, last year was massive, but I feel bad drilling out my first cup. I feel bad drilling out that Tynecastle game was the first Scottish Cup. And like I say, the situation on the day made that one really special too.
There was a moment in that game at Tynecastle when the fans started singing.
Yeah.
And watching Glasgow Celtic putting on a show, and the players really got lifted by that, getting into extra time. Again, as you say, we were down to 10 players for quite a long time. Was that a kind of turning point between the support and the team?
I think, you know, the turnout that day was brilliant, and I think Tynecastle was probably, I think we spoke about at the time, the fact that two Glasgow teams were playing through there, we spoke about what would the crowd be like. Tynecastle was probably the best, you know, a pretty perfect stadium for it on the day, because, you know, that stand was pretty full. It's really close to the pitch, and the Celtic fans were really, really loud. I think I don't know if it came from a chance or something, but they almost showed that they started believing. And I remember us looking at each other thinking, that's something that's so loud, we need to do something. And they probably really helped us find energy. It had been a long season, and like I say, we'd gone down to 10 men really early, so they definitely played their part that day.
What would it mean to you to be three in a row Scottish Cup captain lifting the trophy?
I mean, it's you play football to win games, and if you win every game, then you win trophies. So, you know, it's everything. It means that we've played well throughout the entire cup, and it can come back to the Celtic Park boardroom for another year. We'll take one game at a time, though.
Kelly, would you see yourself as slight favourites for this game, given your momentum and form in the league recently?
No. I don't. I think most people looking at it would just say they have no idea what's going to happen. I think everybody acknowledges that it's a really close matchup, and whoever plays well on the day will win. You know, I don't think either of us can get away with a bad performance, because the other one will capitalise on mistakes. I think we're both top sides.
Does that make it quite a potentially quite a nervy encounter then?
I don't know that nervy is probably not the right word, but you know, there is anticipation. You probably could call it exciting, and it's just how you deal with it. I think, you know, people speak about being nervous and being excited. It's very, very similar emotions, and you need to make sure that you use it in the right way and not the wrong way. So I'm sure the team will be in the right headspace come kick-off.
You talked about the fans and the crowd being here at Hampden. Firstly, how special is it for you to play at the National Stadium, and also, I don't know if you know, how many fans are coming and how big a role that they might play in helping you get through to the final?
Yeah, I think playing at Hampden's, you know, as a kid, when you watch Scotland, it's always at Hampden. You see the men's finals, they're always at Hampden. So I think it was massive for us bringing it here last year, and it's an honour any time you come to the stadium. You know, it's the home of football in Scotland, and so anything you walk through the doors. Even as a fan, I was here on Saturday. It's a special place to come and play football. Either means you're here for a big occasion or you're here to represent your country. So it's a special place to come. And, you know, I think all the fans talk about it. You know, especially the Celtic and Rangers fans, there's so much history in the stadium between the clubs. And, yeah, you know, it's the end of the season. People are, you know, beginning to get tired. And if the fans are there screaming and roaring yawn, then tiredness is gone.
Kelly, just how important do you think this game is in terms of the momentum in the league and the psychology around the fixture?
I honestly genuinely think that either way it goes, it doesn't really matter, because you could say if we win, then we'll go into the games in the league and we'll be saying we've got this. But then if you lose, then the chat is bounce right back, this doesn't happen again. So I think no matter what way this goes on Saturday, I could say it'll do us a world of good if we win. I could also say it'll do us a world of good if we don't, because all it will do is give you more energy for the last five games of the season.
Yeah. How does it help with, as far as handling the pressure of this fixture, winning the competition the last 2 years in a row?
With the pressure, potentially increases it. Where the holders, you want to keep it, but to be honest, I think pressure comes with this fixture no matter what the situation is. The first league game of the season, when you've got 30 games to play after it and three against Rangers, there's still pressure on the fixture. It's a fixture that people care about. It's something that people say, oh, the league will be decided on these fixtures, the cup will be decided on these fixtures. So I think whether it's a final, a semi-final, a round one fixture, there's the exact same pressure.
Is there any added determination to win this trophy, having missed out on the Sky Sports Cup at Celtic?
You want to win every game when you play for Celtic. When you play for Rangers, the expectation is that you win every game. And like I say, if you aim to win every game, then the outcome is that you can have silverware at the end of the season. I just think we have to make sure that we're 100% focused on the job in hand when it comes to kick-off.
Elena, what will be your final message to your players before they head out?
Oh, I'll take that on Saturday. I can tell you. I don't want to motivate you others.
Have you been before, Elena? Have you been here as a spectator?
Yes,
or played?
Yes, twice.
Yeah.
Slovakia, Scotland, Slovakia, and then I saw Celtic, Aberdeen.
As a spectator?
Yes.
Never played here?
No.
Did you meet Celebrate, like Brendan, after Saturday?
Yeah, it was a fun game. But no, I think they've been doing that fine.
Is that the type of game you'd be looking for? Lots of excitement, but for Celtic to come out on top again?
Hopefully it's, you know, as long as we put in effort to win the game, like, I think it was excitement, you know, when we lost 3-2 in the what is it called?
League Cup,
thank you. And then obviously when it was 1-1 at Ibrox, it got excited. And then when we won in Excelsior Stadium, that also got a bit exciting in the end. So as long as we win, you know, it can be excitement, but obviously the focus is how we perform still.
Any news on Amy Gallagher?
News? She's been training full.
Good.
So that's good.
Yeah. Good luck,
right?
Thank you very much.
Podcast Network.